Avraham Mina is, there's only a piece, only the hand of the statue. So the ratio of the Mishnah says a broken statue is mutar. How could the Sefer say the hand of the statue is also? So Mar says true. Tirgum Shmuel. Shmuel explains this. The Oimdim al Besisan. We're talking about now. There's a base for this hand. Rashi says Al Kanan on the base. Mokam Amasukim Lo. Kibun the Yasvinu Hosam Vade Palkulu. So as if that this hand has a base to it. So you can see it was made by itself. So it's not a broken piece. This piece was made by itself, and therefore they for sure worship it. That's what Mishnah says, the goyim used to worship the form of a hand or the form of a regal. So if you find the form of a hand that has a base to it, it's not a broken piece, but rather it's an avodah zarah, it's also banu. Itma, we learn like this now. Avodah kechovim shenishtavim eleho. What's going to be if there was once an avodah zarah? We know for sure the goyim worshipped this statue. It wasn't avodah zarah. And now we find it broken one day. Broken Me'lehel. We do not know that the goyim came and broke it. That's what Sugis later will have. But the lock of the kit goes like this. A goy could be Mevatel in Avodah Zorah that he owns. Either he can break it, or he's Mevatel the Avodah Zorah, he takes off the Yisra Avodah Zorah. If a Jew owns an Avodah Zorah, there's no Bitla Lomis. He cannot be Mevatel. Even though he breaks it, it remains also Bano Le'elam. But by a goy will soon see Tzukim, when a goy is mevatel his Avodah Zorah, he takes off Yisur Yanov. Now here, we just find the broken Avodah Zorah. What's the law? Reb Yechonon Nama Asur. Still also, we do not know that the goy broke it. We do not know that they stopped worshipping it. It could be they're still worshipping it. Maybe it's still an Avodah Zorah. Heshim Melaka Shalom Nomu Teres. For sure it's Muta. If you find the broken Avodah Zorah, you should know it's Muta. It's Muta Bano. It's like this. Reb Yechonon Amar Asura to Eloi Botlo. We do not know for sure the goy was Mevatel, this Avodah Zorah. Maybe it broke by itself. There was an earthquake, and it broke by itself. So since upward to now is Becheskat to be an Avodah Zorah, we have to be Choshes, still an Avodah Zorah. The Shem Megalilai Menomu Teres. Mistoma Bitule Mevatelo. Mistoma means for sure. You have right to say, most probably for sure, the goyim now, when they see their Avodah Zorah broken, they're for sure mevatlet. Like, believe what they say, that's it. We're not going to worship you anymore. Why? May Merom, if they have any seichel, they say in their head like this. Eel nafshalei atzla, this guy can't take care of himself. So Yehu Garver Matzla, he could take care of me. A guy holds you, my God, you're going to take care of me. If I see you're broken, I see you can't take care of yourself. So what business? You have no business being a God. You can't take care of me. That's where Shlokesh is Svara, that for sure the goyim will be mevatel, there's such an Avodah Zorah. If they come in the morning and see that it was cracked, it's broken, so for sure they'll be mevatlet, for sure it's no more an Avodah Zorah. Therefore, if you find the broken Avodah Zorah, it's mutar bano. That's from Avodah Zorah and Rosh Lakish. What? Yeah, according to Rosh Lakish, the head of this close to goy, most probably was mevatlet.
Right. But that's not bano.
We all agree with Yechon, right? We all agree with Yechon. Unless you know for sure he's Mevatlet. Eitz Tzvei Reb Yechon Shem Aslokas. So Reb Yechon asked the question. Says the Pasuk in Shmuel, when they brought the Aron, when the Plishtim brought the Aron, to hear their Avodah Zorah Dogon, he says the next morning they found, for Rosh Dogon, Ushtei Kapos Yodov, three sites. It says next morning they found that the head of the Avodah Zorah Dogon, and his two hands, fell to the floor, was chopped off, cut off.
Yeah.
So according to Aslokas, it should be mutar b'ano. It's a broken Avodah Zorah. Uksil, so the prophet says over there, Al-Kaim le-Yidhu Kani Dogen, that the Kanim there, they still worshipped it. They still kept its Kedusha there. They didn't step over it. So see, even though the Goyim saw that their Avodah Zorah was broken, still they worshipped it. So it's a riot to Rabbi Yechonon, that just the fact that it's broken means nothing. Oh, my Lord, so Shaka says back, no. Bisham Rai, there's no, is there any proof from over there? I'll tell you, Hosam, it's true. They left over the statue Dogon. They said the spirits left the statue. Since the statue is broken now, he has no more power, the spirits left him. But the spirits went into the base. The bottom part, that's what they started to worship. The armor, they said like this. The armor offered, they said like this to Goyim then. Shafke Yisuru Dogon, our spirits, the spirits are there in the Avodah Zorah, left the statue Dogon. We also ace of lay ala miston, and now it went to the miston. That's what it says that the kanim there al kem le yidchu kani dogim ala miston. It says they would not step over the base of it, so they figured now the spirits now went into the base. So you have no kashan mishlokish. the statue itself still is broken right now. That's the straw they left him. They're not going to worship anymore. Just the reason why they still kept Kedusha there, because they held the spirit, went into the bottom part of the base. That's why the Issa was upon the base. The end of the court of Rosh Lakis, the statue itself would become Mutter Bando. Mem Aleph on the base, he was on middle of the Shiloh. There is Machlokes Reb Yechon and Rosh Lakish, if an avoid the Zoro, or else an avoid the Zoro, she nishtabru me'aleho, that we know for sure, first they worship this avoid the Zoro. And now we wake up in the morning and we see it broken. It broke by itself. So Shiloh is it mutu b'hanur? Rosh Lakish says yes, that for sure the Goyim will leave this avoid the Zoro. Like if he can't take care of himself, so he can't take care of us, for sure they'll be mevatel the avodah zarah. If Yechon says no, as long as we did not see the guy himself break it, or the guy himself be mevatel it, the fact that it broke by itself is no proof that he was mevatel the avodah zarah. Therefore, for ches kosoi, it's still asa b'hano. It's not like Shabbat Yechon and Meshlokish. Now in the middle of the Gemara. He asked the Dogon, he asked the Rai from Dogon. Now Eisvei, 10 lines down. Eisvei, it says now Mishnah, ha moitzei shivrei tzlamin, if somebody finds a broken statue, Sarei Ela Mutara, says the Mishnah, that therefore the statue is Muta. Even though when the statue was Sholem, it was Osa Bano, we had a doubt maybe they worshipped it. Still, now that it's broken, it's Muta Bano. But the Diyuk is only because it was only a statue. It was only a Suffolk, we had a doubt whether the Goyim worshipped it in the first place or not. Mashmado Hashibri Avaras Kechovim, but if it would be a broken Avoy de Zoro, if we would find now on the floor that something we knew for sure they worshipped, it was an avodah zarah, and now it's broken, the broken pieces of it, mashma asurim, srotakash on Rosh Lakish. The Mishnah says only a broken statue, and there the svaras got sonia sophic if they worshipped it or not. But mashma is something that they worshipped for sure, an avodah zarah, even the broken pieces is also bano. Svaras says, loy taimu, do not say this, don't make this diik. Loi Taimu did not tell me that the Mishnah means Shivri Avodas Kechavim Asurim, that a broken Avodah Zorah would still be Asa Bano. No. El rather Eimah like this. Maybe the Mishnah means like this. El Eimah Hotzlamim Atzman Asurim. The Mishnah just means a broken statue is Muta. But if the statue would have been Sholem complete, it'd be Asa. Ustamim Karabi Meya. It means that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meya. In other words, Meir says, Kol Atzlamim Ha'asurim. So the second Mishnah is like a Stam Mishnah according to Rabbi Meir. That even though Kol Atzlamim is Asurim, that's only when the Tzelem is a Sholem. Then we have to be afraid maybe the Goyim worship this Tzelem, and it's also Bano. But if we find the broken Tzelem, then it's a Svei Sveiko. It's something maybe they did not worship it. And even if they did worship it, maybe when it broke, they're Mavatlit. So therefore, only Shivrei Tzlamim is Mutter. But it could be, like Rabbi Yochanan, that broken Avodah Zorah is still Asa Bano. No, it could be Rosh Lakish. It could be a broken Avodah Zorah is also Asa Bano. The reason why the Mishnah says Tzlamim is to teach us a Chiddush, that even a Stam Tzelem is also Asa Bano. Now, for Rabbi Yochanan holds like this. Midi Rab Meir, true, from Rab Meir's statement, Nishmalu the Rabbonim, we should also wear the same halacha twice to the Rabbonim. It means Lav Omer Rabbi Meir. Doesn't Rabbi Meir say that Tzlamim Asurim, that a Tzelem itself is Taka Osa Bano? We're afraid maybe the Goyim worshipped it. So you see, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, a Tzelem that the Goyim worshipped, when it's Sholem, it's Osa Bano. Still, the Mishnah says Shivrei Tzlamim Mutarim, that if it's broken, it becomes Muta. A broken Tzelem, we say they will mevatel it. It's not an Avodah Zarah anymore. If so, the Rabbanon, it should be the same svar according to the Rabbanon. Avoid this kechavim nami, and avoid the zor itself. He asura true. The actual avoid the zor itself when it's sholem, that they're still worshipping it. Pshitit's also bano. That's the loch. Avoid the zor is also bano. Mashenke v'shivrei mutarim. It should be a deek though that once we find the avoid the zor broken, it's muta. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. Like from Rav Meir, that he says that selim is also bano. But the Shvorim is Muta, it should be the same Malach according to the Rabbanin by irregular Avodah Zarah. That even though when it's Sholem, it's Asa Bano, but the broken pieces should be Mutar Bano. Samar says, no, there's a big difference. Hachi Ashto. What does one have to do with the other? Hosam Eimer Ovdum Eimer Loyovdum. By the Tzlamim, a Tzelem, a statue, that's the Svara. It's only a Suffolk if the Goyim really worshipped it or not. Even according to Rabbi Meir, it's only Chayshin Lemuto. True, in his hometown, they used to worship it once a year. But the rest of the world, it's a doubt if they worship it or not. So true, we're machmir, but it's only a suffix. Now, v'yim tim slanifi, even if you want to tell me, ovdum, that the goyim worship this tzelem, but now that it's broken, there's also a suffix, eima bitlum. Maybe now that it broke, they won a vatal the avodah zarah. Therefore, it's like a sveika, that's why the Mishnah says it's muta. But avodah kechovim vada yavdu. But in the case where you know for sure this was an avodah zarah, you know for sure the goyim worshipped it. If so, it's a vada yissa. What's the tzadar smuta? Now it's only a suffix, it's broken. We have a suffix whether they were mevatel it, whether they really left it, or maybe not. They didn't leave it yet. They feel even though it's broken, so what? Let's still worship him. If so, miyem the batlu. Who told you for sure the goyim were mevatel this avodah zarah? If so, have a suffix of vaday. It's a suffix if they're mevatel or not. But before that, it was a vada yisa. The klal is v'yein sofik ma'itzim midei vadai. When you know something is for sure also, and you only have a small doubt, a slight doubt, that it became muta, we do not say that it's muta. I tell you so. They say ma'itzim midei vadai b'tzmiya pirish v'yein sofik heter rogul ma'itzim midei vadai. This next more kash. Now the more the question: is it true what you're saying from the Gemara? V'yein sofik ma'itzim midei vadai. Is it true what you're saying that a suffix cannot take away from a vadai? So Tosafot says the question is that certain times the suffix is rogel, where it happens very often. So a suffix that happens often, that should be able to break the vadai. And I'll prove it to you. For a time you learn like this. Chavir Shemes, a Talmid Chacham that died. V'niach Megura Malaya Peres, left over his warehouse, his house full of Peres. V'afilu V'heim B'nei Yoimen, even though you know he first cut down the wheat today. He cut the wheat down today, and then he died in the afternoon. So lachur is harayim becheskas musakonim. Whoever wants to come and eat from this wheat, and you have a right to say that for sure, this Talmid Chacham took off trumas amitzvus. He was not for trumas amitzvus. So anybody has a right to eat from it. And the question is why? For hocha devadet tefili. Like before, he cut it off in the morning. It was vade tevil. It's our wheat that grew in Earth Israel. Now, Suffolk Asrinu, Suffolk Asrinu. He didn't tell us they took off Trumas HaMaisa. We don't know. It's only a doubt. It's a Suffolk. True, it's a good Suffolk. Most probably he did, but we don't know for sure. And still it says the locker is, Ukosi Suffolk, Umoitsi Midevadein. It says the lock, whoever wants to has a right to come and eat these Paris. He has a right to say, like, for sure, he took off Trumas HaMaisa. Even though we don't have any ages, we don't know for sure. It's only a Suffolk. But since it's most probably a suffix that's rogel that happens often, we have a right to say that way. So the kasha now, Gemara here was saying that Bashivrei, Avodas Kechovim is also, why? Maybe also since it's a good Sadeh Mavatlit, it should be Mutta. Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Hosam over here by a Chover, Vadayu Vadayu. It's not considered a doubt, but it's called for sure that he took off Trumas HaMaisrus. The Vadayasrinu, we say 100%, that he took off Trumas HaMaisrus. Kid the Rabbi Chanino Chuzoi. Like him, the Yom Rabbi Chanino Chuzoi, he says, Chazoka, there's a clear Chazoka, means it happens every time. Al Chover, on a Talmid Chacham, She'einoi Moitzi Dover She'einim Isuk Metachas Yodoi. That he never has anything in his house, in his hands, that's not kosher. Anything you find by a Chover, for sure is kosher. So for sure, if he is the one that took care of the wheat in the morning, for sure, right away, he took off Trumas HaMaisrus. This is not considered a Sofik, it's considered a Vadai. That's why it's Mutta. But now, a case where you find the Shivrei Avodas Kechovim, a broken Avodah Zarah, we're not for sure that they were Vatlin. Maybe they're still going to worship it. So it's only a Sofik, therefore, in a Sofik is still lost.
But can you be Mevatel Avodah
Zarah? The boys of another Teretz is, I'll tell you, Mikor Latvili, Sofik is Sofiko. It could be here also, this Paris. It's not for sure that it was chayiv and trumas HaMaisrus. It's also only a doubt if there was a chayiv or not. Why? Because we're not for sure. We don't know how did the chaver bring the peris into his house. Ef should the yomer trebaishia. Maybe he did like trebaishia's halacha. The yomer trebaishia says ma'arim adam. A person could make a trick. He's not allowed to do this, but a person could make a trick and fool us out for us upon his own wheat. O machnisa b'moitz shelo. he could bring it into his house with the shaft before there was a Gemar Malacha. So he writes this like this: Teiras are only chayiv and Trumas Samaisa is only also needed with two things. It has to be a Gemar Malacha. You finish the product itself and you bring it into your house. It has to see Raya Tnei Abayit. It has to see the house when it's already Gemar Malacha. Here, if you bring it in when it's in the shaft, the Moit Shalom, it's not a finished product yet. So then the halacha is, it's not mechuyev and truma midiraisa even later on. Even if you take the mites off in your house, it's potter from truma midiraisa. It's only midirabonin that you cannot eat an achilas kvam. An achilas arai, start to take a snack, is mutter midirabonin. Achilas kvam, a real suda, that's also midirabonin. So here, maybe the chava brought the peris in the mites shalom. Kidei in order, shitei behem to yachelis. He should be allowed to feed it to his animal. And Rashi explains, because an animal's eating is always called an arai. You can feed him as much as you want. Why in Adam, it would depend. Teed a kfa, a regular suda, is asa. Teed arai is muta. But to feed the animals, it's always called an arai. So maybe the person brought its food into his house, b'mois shalom, when it still had its shaft on it, it wasn't the gemar malachia, in order that his animal should be able to eat, ulpturim in a maisa. And then with the raisa, you pop the min ha-maisa. That's a good kasha. But our call for him is not called a vadai. You ask the question that it's a vadai. No, chavar wouldn't do it. But our call for him is not, it's not called a vadai, though. It's not vadai tevel. All right, our call for him is not called a vadai. So if it's only a suffix, to start with, it's going to be a small suffix, but it's a small doubt. So therefore, therefore, there's no kasha from this case of a chavar. But we're back to our original klal. We say now that the reason why in avodah zorah, broken avodah zorah, is also because the klal of ein sofik moitzim midivadi. So, Mar says again, is this true? The ein sofik moitzim midivadi. V'atani, we learn like this: Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isa b'shivchosoi shel motzik. That one was for the shiv.